The second annual South Carolina Agricultural Labor Forum was held last Wednesday, February the 14th, at the State Farmers Market in West Columbia. And Commissioner, can you tell us more about this forum and how it positively impacts the farmers here in South Carolina?
I can, Mike. It impacts our farmers who are involved in hand-picked crops. Now, that's not the majority of the acreage of South Carolina agriculture, but it is a growing force, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. But to grow this industry, it's these crops that have higher revenues per acre and require a constant and reliable labor supply. That's what the meeting was all about, to talk about some of those challenges.
Some of those challenges circle around the H-2A program, the guest worker program, and their rights. Tell us what was discussed there about that program and some of the other programs like that.
Well, a big part of it was to be ready for an audit or an inspection if you are a user of H-2A. Part of it was how to deal with some of the regulatory hurdles that you have to get over to use H-2A. And the reason I say that, our usage of H-2A is increasing every year. South Carolina is one of the top 10 states in the country using that for tobacco and other hand-picked crops, peaches, a big use, onions now. The rate of usage in H-2A is going up 10 to 20% each year, but last year I think we had an increase of over 35% across the country. So the challenges of more people coming through the system is a challenge itself. Getting folks here in a timely fashion, the more people going through the program, the more slowdown that we are experiencing. We've seen that over the last few years, so I wanted to talk about how to prevent that from happening. So a lot of timely subjects. Then we got into the politics of Washington and what might be coming and what that might mean for the industry.
And I think you would probably agree that farmers have had a hard time getting enough workers here in the U.S. That's one of the reasons why the H-2A program has been growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, that's right. A requirement of using H-2A is that you must advertise any job that might be eventually filled by a guest worker must be advertised to American workers. And history has proven that American workforce does not want to be involved in picking of crops for a lot of reasons. Won't go into those. But nevertheless, because of that lack of labor supply domestically, the H-2A program is growing, as we said. Nothing worse than having thousands of dollars invested in a crop ready for harvest and watch it rot in the field. And that has happened across South Carolina, Georgia, and other states where I talk to my counterparts. And that's why we have to stay on top of this issue and continue to push for some changes to improve it, starting in Washington.
And, of course, you get into the political side of that, which we don't want to get into at this time, but with all the talk of immigration.
I don't think we have the time to cover that.
With immigration reform on the table, and, of course, that being discussed right now, that's going to have a tremendous impact directly on farmers right here in South Carolina.
That's right. Well, one message is that the H-2A and some of the provisions move it and recall it, reclassified as H-2C, moving management of it to the Department of Agriculture because it is the federal agency that understands this problem probably the best. To do that is a smaller portion of the big picture. And one message we keep trying to convey is that this problem is fixable without causing more harm to the bigger immigration challenges. Now, I'm all in favor of securing our borders, whatever that means in the most effective way. I have been to the border in Texas. I have seen the challenges they face. We want to send a message that fixing this problem will get, no pun intended, it probably is low-hanging fruit in the big picture.
And on that, I think we can wrap this discussion up. Thank you, Commissioner Hugh Weathers, Ag Commissioner for South Carolina. And this has been today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.